Welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast. I'm Drew Doherty. On Wednesday, the Texans practiced in preparation for their Sunday showdown with the 49ers, and afterwards, receiver Andre Johnson answered questions from the media about numerous topics, including his quarterback, Matt Shaw.
Like I said before, I think Matt takes a lot of criticism. So, sometimes people, need to stop talking and, they can look at numbers. You know, I think they speak for themselves. But, at the same time, you want to win games. So, that's the thing we focus on around here.
Do you think sometimes people forget that he's a relatively young starter? I mean, he hasn't started that many games, especially since he missed 10 over the past two seasons with different problems.
Well, a lot of people that, watch football, I don't think they really understand, as far as the preparation and things that go into it. They only see what happens on Sunday. They don't know what we go through during the week. And, one guy can't go out there and carry a team by himself, so if he doesn't get protected, then, I don't care who you put back there, you're not going to play well. So, he's been doing a good job of protecting them. And, like I said, he's been able to put up some good numbers.
He said that since he's got here, you've helped him like so much, just being here and being a steady presence and showing him the ropes. Did you make that did you think about that, hey, I'm going to help him, or is it just how it happened because of y'all's role?
Well, he was different, as soon as he signed, he called me. And, I think that was real big of him. He didn't have to do that. And, he gave me a phone call. And, we really didn't get to talk like we want to because I was out on the beach. But, I thought about that a lot, even after I got off the phone with him. And, since the day he's got here, we've just been, communicating a lot. We talk about everything we see on the field and things like that. So, I have a bond with him that I didn't have with David, when he was here. So, that was big of him.
Since he's like you and that he's not a real loud, fiery guy, do you think sometimes people don't realize that he is the leader? It's just that he's not real vocal about, maybe to the outsiders about what he does?
Well, I think that, people have their own way, of leading their team. The quarterback is the guy that runs everything, on the offensive side of the ball. And, D'Amico, he runs everything on the defense. So, you look at our two leaders on each side of the ball, neither one of them are big guys that talk a lot. So, I'm pretty sure people may say different things that, we may not have leaders or things like that. But, you don't always have to, run your mouth to lead. You can do it by example.
I know you never have been out for a really long time, but when you're just working out by yourself and then you go back to the team thing, is it tough to get the timing back, since Crabtree hasn't played? I mean, he's been working out, of course, but he hasn't played in a game. Do you think it's a difficult thing to just get that timing and that game speed together with someone?
Yeah, I think timing just develops, by just knowing the person as a player. A lot of times, times me and Matt missed time, we came back, we were still able to, connect on certain things. But, we know each other. We've done so much together to where that, it really doesn't take much for us to get it back going. And I think, you never know. He might can come out here Sunday and have the game of his life, they might say, he missed some time, but it didn't seem like it. But, it eventually kind of catches up with you. I think that, him being in camp and going through the preseason and stuff would have helped him out a whole lot. But, he had, some things going on with the contract situation, which is understandable. And, I'm just glad to see him, here this season playing. I watched him a lot when he was in college. I think he's a great player. So I think he's, the sky's the limit for him.
People, whenever he was in college, often compared him to you. Do you see those similarities at all?
Well, I really don't know how big he is. I've heard that. I've heard the comparison. Like I said, I think he's a great player. He's a tremendous talent. And, if he, you know, had the chance to go through training camp, get those preseason games under his belt, you really want to see, you know, what he would be doing right now in this league. So, he'll get his first chance on Sunday, and, I wish him the best.
Were you impressed with what he was able to do in college? I mean, I know you're a fan of football in general.
Yeah, of course. I was a big fan of his. You know, like I said, I love to see wide receivers do well. You know, and, he was a young guy in college, and he was ripping the game up. And, it was kind of crazy. You know, you just turn on the TV every weekend, even if I couldn't see him play, you know, just, look at the stats and see what kind of stats he put up. So, I definitely like watching those young guys in college play.
So I know you're friends with a lot of the receivers around the league. I guess you haven't ever met him or anything, since you don't know how big he is, I guess.
I never had a chance to talk to him. I never had a chance to meet him. But, I normally, whenever, like, I see a young guy, that, I watch going through college who's been drafted, I always go up to him and tell him congratulations, because I know what it takes to, accomplish your goal and get to this level. So, they put a lot of work in to, get to this point. So, I always go up to him and tell him congratulations and just keep working hard, keep doing what they was doing to get to this point.
Andres, most comfortable the offense. Have you been in the offense since getting here? And also, is this offense right now clicking better than ever?
I think that, when we're able to go out and play a full football game, we can go out and score points and move the ball real well. I think the biggest thing is just getting into a rhythm. You look at the game on Sunday, our first play from scrimmage, we go 7 yards. But, we didn't get no points out of it. But I still think that, it kind of, a big play happened at the beginning of the game. So, it wasn't, no one was down, everyone was into it, and, we had the rhythm going. And once we went back out there, we went back down and scored. So I think that's the biggest thing, is just us, getting to a rhythm with our first few plays. When that happens, we go out and play pretty well as offense.
How important were the O-line for that screen pass, setting it up, start the game?
It was very important. It all starts up front, with football. If the O-line doesn't block, things are not going to happen. So, it was big of them, to get out there and make those blocks and, to open it up.
Also answering questions on Wednesday after practice was running back Steve Slayton, and the reporters there asked him about his issues with ball security.
I think the times I've been fumbling is just trying to get extra yards, and I think that's something I got to know, that when they're going to be tugging at the ball. I've been dropping a little bit, so it's got to have more emphasis on taking care of the ball.
Many running backs go through this. It's a natural thing. So is it a mindset that you think, more so than anything?
I think it could be a mindset to where, when you're in certain situations, that when you're up and they have a hold of you, they're going to be stripping at the ball. So you just got to know, just put two hands on it.
But you didn't do it last year. Why? It started this year.
I don't know. I wish I knew how to fix it. If I knew what the exact reason was.
Is it the kind of thing, if you put one on the ground, you start thinking about it a little bit?
I don't ever try to ponder. You live in a moment when it happens, and you try to fix it the next time.
Well, Steve, you can't obviously let that interfere with your aggressiveness, right? That's a critical thing. Can you talk about that a little bit? How you can't let that become an issue for you?
I'm trying not to let it become an issue, but I just think, when those times come up, when I try to fight for extra yards, I know that I have to have in the back of my mind that there's going to be people stripping. There's going to be one grabbing me and one ripping at the ball.
Is it something that stays on your mind after the game, or is it water off a duck's back? It's not lingering with you?
I try not to let it linger, but it's something in practice I know that we're going to address, so that's something to try to work on through the week. And, when you practice, it's more time, the game time to come around, you're going to do it in the game.
Unless you enjoy the screens.
I like the screens. I think I'm a screen guy. I think we run the screens really well, so I think it helps me out and helps the team out a lot.
Now, how do you get the running game going to complement that?
Just keep pressing. I think Coach Kubiak is going to say all year, as it's going to happen, is you got to keep pressing. It's going to open up. Matt's doing a great job, so the passing game is there, so there's going to be a threat. There's not going to be that many people in the box.
We thank you for listening to this Texans Today podcast and hope you keep it here at HoustonTexans.com, where you can find out all you could ever want to know about your favorite football team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Ball time in Houston. Yeah,